Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Now I can tell you, yeah, it's good that Mahle went out with that song, but that she went out with that song. It's nice. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is taking place throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. Welcome to it, man. Welcome to it. It's a Sunday feel of a sort. Yeah, exactly. The Sunday feel of a sort. And then, of course, also discussions there. You know, I think that we owe that to each and every one of us, that there be discussions of a sort, you know. And I believe that when discussions come, then we will be able to do just quite a lot, just quite a lot. And I'll be talking to Sipho Paulus and Jabulani Dominic. We will be touching base together and making sure that the news of the gospel of the kingdom of our Father really goes along, you know, and that much is being, you know, spoken about, and people have learned quite a lot, you know, or learned quite a lot. So that in that day, we will be able to stand before the Lord and he would say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." But it is a feel, man. It is a feel. Get it?
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Oh, the sun will shine again and the morning will come. This is such a beautiful song that was done by the Winans, man. That was done by the Winans. And because it's a feel, I will also bring something by the Winans. Remember also, I want to look for a song. There is a collaboration that they did with Anita Baker. You know, a beautiful one. And it's when we saw that Anita Baker was getting out of this secular thing. But hey, don't say I spoke about it. But you see, and then she collaborated there and it was so wonderful. It was beautiful. Right. But we have our guests on the line, Sipho Paulus and Jabulani Dominic. Let me start with you. Sipho Paulus. Jabulani, nawe, qala ngosipho, sanibona phela, hawu, Nkosi yami.
Sawubona mfundisi, sawubona, sibingelela abalele emakhaya, sibingelela umntu Jabulani mfowethu Dominic, nawe mfundisi Ray.
Ingabe ke kunjani ke kuwe ngapha eStanere, but wami, ngibona ngaphilanga le laphuma, mangithi ngiza ngemoto la emsebenzini ngacanga ukuthi no, ithi ngigijime. Hey, ngagcoka masto. Hayi phela ngingakacwedi mngana, mfuna ube nepicture yokuthi ngigqokele. Ngagcoka istove pipe. Angazi uma uyayazi le brook lokugijima lela, balibiza ukuthi tight. Hey wena ma ungaligcoka izinja zingahamba zikhokhoda yonke ngela. Hey madoda, hey. Yagcoka yithi ke abantu abagijimayo abafit. Abafit. Yeah, so kunjani eStanere kodwa?
Hayi.
Ngiyaphileka.
Kakhulu mfundisi mani, kubanda kusene, namhlanje sikhonze kamnandi kubanda. Yazi lingena kamnandi kanjani izwi libanda ngoba usuke uconcentrate.
Awu.
Impela nje mfundisi, khonze kamnandi. Manje seliyaqala liyavula, but nje kube mnandi kusene, fa ikokhonza uNkulunkulu, we thank God for the opportunity.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Oh, my friend, my brother, Jabulani Dominic. Hey, my friend, welcome. Good afternoon, late, early evening. Sorry.
Amen. I know. Greeting my friend also in the wonderful name of Jesus, and also my friend Sipho there in Standard Hill, and all the wonderful listeners.
Amen. Lenkosi yethu Jesu Christ, inkosi ephilayo. Awu bakithi. Mayibongwe nje kakhulukazi, awu Nkosi yami. And of course we are together up to the hour 7. I trust you are well. And you know, I trust ukuthi we will learn together, you know, we will learn together. You know, it's important that we learn together. And nokuthi uNkulunkulu uzosebenzisa wonke umuntu ka ozophone uzothumela iWhatsApp ozothumela ivoice note yeWhatsApp wonke umuntu uyobusiseka ngendlela eyisimanga. Let me start with Pastor Makamu.
Hallelujah.
Bishop vele wangishaya ngeWhatsApp uBishop wami. Wathi Bishop wami mina aye abusheni minjani? Bese mina ngiyaphendula ke. Yipfukile ikongwena mfundisa mina. Yini la ngikhumbuzeke Makamu ngokuculela ezinye ingoma. Khona ingoma engiziphethe la. Esami sakudala. Yabona.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Nina baba nuna shava nitimova. Famani no shava timova. Nina baba nuna. But you take it what? Hey, what? You go back to Obit Ngobeni. Okay. And of course, thank you so much, Pastor Makamu. I really appreciate you, sir. Blessings to you. Thank you, Mfundisi Amina, for the message. It means a lot. It means a lot, my friend, when you send me messages like this. Yesterday, you sent me a message that says, God bless you, my brother. And thank you so much. I really appreciate, my friend. Right. Ngikhuluma ke noRadebe uSipho. Hey, waze wangikhumbuza ugogo maka ngibiza sengigangile athi weSipho ngiyazi ukuthi hayi yabona ke manje hawu nkosana. Awawawawawawa uyabona ke manje.
Hey.
Isibhacuke ke manje. Hey madodze. Yabona hayi weSipho ngikhumbuza uvela ngitshele phela ikhazini yami uThatharik. Athe khumbula ugogo bekathi weSipho ngithi uvele uyangiphaphela kahle kahle yabona uthanda ukukhuluma lezi zinto lesiphambi kwabantu uyabona ukuthi hey madoda phela ngempela. And today we are talking about conviction of sin, you know, conviction of sin. When someone is convicted by the kind of sinful lives they live, and when one realizes the acts of fault, the acts of transgression, iniquities. When someone acknowledges their transgression and sin, and when the heart is grieved by that, and one becomes vexed in their minds about the sin they've done, or when one becomes ashamed of what they have done, you know, when one becomes ashamed, it's a conviction of sin. And then, of course, also, when we speak of a conviction of sin, we cannot speak about, we cannot live out the talk about the sting of a conscience. That's nembeza masika khaba, uyabona. When they heard this, they were cut in their hearts. Remember, you know, when the apostles were talking to the people, when people become cut in their heart because of the conscience telling them about the sin, it's when their minds become vexed. And also, when one starts to reason with the Lord, and the fear of the Lord starts to come upon them because of the unrighteousness that they see upon themselves, that is a conviction of sin. When one starts to see their sins, and how prevalent is this thing today? Do we see people, especially these people known as leaders and pastors, do we see people repenting? Kona dimani umfundisi bekashaya umfazi Sipho nayo jabulani. Hawu bekashaya umfazi dimani thanda ukutrap it. Ifroyakhe la mafro amahle lawa. Bambiza first lady kulela sonto leli abakhonza ku. Bahlala kwamanye amasofa amhlophe phambili. Angazi why mara lapha enkonzweni yabo kunamasofa amhlophe phambili. Ngathi kuhlala bona kuphela. Yawa. So DOC njalo yazi wenzani? Kusho ukuthi if le out le imthwayinisile jo. Hello, Rautier, Salam Twain is a blind. The night before, I'm trapped. DOC utoshapa makeup engwe mfethu. What about makeup tsa no di ka change motho mos. Dia metsa gore abe o kare something else. Kore abe bona abe pila blind mfethu. Abe pila. Kore motho o krore ne wa itseng wa di busa blind. So nabe thata who test right through. Wa bona. So he dimana mo shapile. She would put on the makeup and be beautiful. And then one day, she was tired of this. And as she was standing forward talking, she started to wipe the makeup. And they could see the black eye. Wabonane, they could see the black eye. Eh, they could see Musmuto Hubeti. She started to lift up her hand. And then babona le mumatso homo thukwa magwafa mo eh o ka rena mloma mo ka rena mo he mona na mchapa. And she started to show on her chest the beatings, and the guy was cut in his heart. And men especially who were supporting this guy realized the kind of sin they were supporting. They were cut in their hearts. And that day, men repented. Men bowed down before the Lord and before their wives and say, look, I have never beaten you, but my friend has beaten his wife, and I have been supporting my friend. It is just like I have been beating you. It's when a mind is vexed. I want to explain that about the nature of sin. So we are talking about that. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The very aspect and nature of sin, what it is all about, when we say one is convicted of sin, what does it mean? And today, as we are asking, do we see people, haven't by a repenter now, especially Lababiza Bathalan, Abo Kundaraba Sita, the Spirit says, Labo, by a repenter now. I want to know, and these ones known as Christians, today, acknowledge before the Lord, look, we have gone wrong here. We have supported a wrong person. We have supported the wrong cause. Look at what is happening to women. Look at what is happening to men. Look at what is happening to children. Look at what is happening to us because we have supported wrong people. Father, forgive us. Do we still have believers who are like that, convicted of sin? Not because, yabona, sometimes when people talk about this topic, we are really getting into the gist of the matter here. And it is that, you know, what does it mean to be convicted of sin? What is a conviction of sin? I want to speak about that. Lente ba tuk juwa unembeza. Yazi juwa unembeza uti sono lesi ngempela nasi. Yabon. Isono lesi ngempela nasi. Siyangi idla. Today I want to talk to people who say, I have experienced that. Or who say, who have something that the Lord has put in their hearts to tell the body of Christ. People who say, there's something I feel in my heart and I want to say about this topic. I want to talk to you and I'd like you to talk to all of us, so that we can learn with regards to this.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
657 AM. It is also a Sunday feel. I have not forgotten you. Please. I have not forgotten you. We still will do the feel. A conviction of sin. What it is even all about. Job chapter 36, verse 9. Let me start with you, Sipo. It says, then he tells them their work and their transgressions, that they have acted defiantly. You know, when the Spirit of the Lord tells us within us, it's a conviction of sin. When our consciences acknowledge the very aspect, Yoguti, we have acted defiantly before the Lord. How often do we do that? And how often do we find ourselves in the very aspect of the grips of sin? And we just want to, you know, swipe it under the carpet and leave things like that. Sipo!
Well, from this, what a topic today, and we thank God for the opportunity that you be told and be learning together.
Amen.
And it's amazing, Guti, you're touching such a sensitive topic of which few of the preachers and the ministers of the word can do it. Because in our days, we've seen many motivators, we've seen many people who wanted to be loved.
Yeah.
At the expense of the soul of many people.
Yes.
And this topic, it also deals with the state of our heart.
Yeah.
In other words, we're exposing how sometimes our heart can be grieving to the Holy Spirit, especially within the capacity of a church. Remember, when we talk about the church where we involve God, things should be always right and upright, being faithful to each other. But when we see these cover-ups sometimes, it lets us see and the conviction of our sin, it is a true topic whereby we need all of us to repent, whereby we see what we have wronged. We see where we have missed the mark. When we are talking about this topic, introduction from this, I was being reminded of the prodigal son. The prodigal son definitely is a true reflection of the conviction of our of sin, because he knew exactly what he did before. Because other people, they don't even are able to identify their position and what went wrong in their life. In other words, they are afraid of making a search in their heart. They don't have that opportunity to do their introspection in their life. In other words, even though their conscience tells them that there's something wrong, they simply just cut off that guilty conscience part of it. They continue, even knowing exactly what they're about to do is the continuity of the sin that the Holy Spirit has already convicted them about. Mm. But they continue because they've got the status, as you've mentioned, Guti. And those people in Phoenix are on the forefront. They think to repent, it's a sin, whereas it's a sin not to repent.
Mm.
How many times you felt and hear from this article, Bazalone, I've wronged there and there and I've repented. Why? Because ubona ngathi maka into njalo ibanda lizothi awumfundisi onjani ophendukayo.
You're supposed to be perfect.
Exactly. And it's a mindset wrong. So a conviction in front of sin is where we see in front of somebody a realizer led by the Spirit of God. When the prodigal son mofunda kuLuka chapter 16 and apostle is whereby a strained 80 what is exile khanda. In other words, when he has come back to his senses, he realizes, I've sinned against the Father. I've sinned against God. I've sinned against the people whom I was staying around with them. So in other words, no one pushes him to go and ask for the forgiveness. Because abantu from this, they are not convicted because sakabona umsukuthiwa simbambe nomfazi omunye umuntu simbambe atshontshe imali. That's not conviction. Conviction is whereby you are there alone, convicted by the Holy Spirit in you. You would learn to end that. You're wrong. Lamang wa fagazin. Learn to itatid wa balogun. All those from this conviction, there should be a genuine conviction whereby we see people being propelled by the Spirit of God to come forth. Kunga bangati indabaga ka Acts chapter 5, who lendo da usafir no anani wuti. They've done something wrong, but they don't want to repent. They want to be exposed, then they die.
So
it should be something that propels them to say, yes, I'm comfortable. My conscience, young gentleman, I need to repent.
Yeah.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse
chapter 7 verse 10 uthi ngokuba ukudabuka ubuye ngokaNkulunkulu kuveza ukuphenduka anesole ngakumuntu kube ukusindiswa kepha ukudabuka kuye ngokweze kuyaveza ukufa. There are people mfundisi when they're to be convicted ngokwezwe athi umuntu esinyalibona icala lami but bazothina abantu a cover all his tracks and bawakhava kamnandi kanjani mfundisi. Some of others we have had them even in the public space where we knew exactly what he has done something. Kuvulwe amakhase now so cover ama-tracks asasezwa ngaleyo ndawo. It means there was no conviction of sin. In other words, he has hidden his sin. Elithi iBhayibheli ofihla isiphambeko sakhe angeke aphumelele. Lalela mlaleli. Ungakwenza okwenza ebumnyameni but lo uNkulunkulu esimkholwayo ungukukhanya ubumnyama kukho kuye ingakho noma ungasifihli isono sakho kodwa ngeke usifihle kuye kodwa ukuphenduka umnani ngoba ukuphenduka mfundisi ufana noDavide uthi dala kimi inhliziyo ehlanzekileyo umuntu okuyikhonvinsini ozisolayo umuntu orealizayo engakabanjwa engakabonwa esho mfundisi uthi abafowethu senisukele ubani yimi engamthatha ngambulala ngamgciba loko akakabanjwa hhayi umuntu kuthiwa diyazi uma ngokhuluma iciniso zozinqampulela isigwebo hhayi lowo muntu akakaba kwi-conviction uyajustifya so in short mfundisi conviction of sin it's a powerful topic and we need to feel sorry and regret what we have done and repent singagcini lapho nje ukuthi sizisole no we must repent and live isono siyabiyele kuNkulunkulu.
Absolutely, absolutely. I believe that. I believe that. We are talking about conviction of sin as to what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApp just as much as you want. And Tatana Makamu, thank you so much. And Josepha Nwamba, ho mfundisi amino kani mambo ahloseni pastor. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate. And you can talk to us just as much as you want. It is 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. You can send your SMS, your WhatsApps there, sorry. You can send your WhatsApps there and your voice notes so that we can hear what you say. I am keen.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Pastor Ray, mokhuluma kanje. Nami bengikwatile. Nami bengikwatile kakhulu. Bengasamameli neRadio Pulpit indlela bengikwate ngayo. Kodwa uyazwisisa ukuthi bokhuluma kanje. Ene kuthi makushaya lesikhathi kuyiSunday. Kuba na that space. Ngizwa ukuthi ngiyandinga. Ngizwa ukuthi ngiyadinga ukumamela inkonzo. Isikhathi senkonzo manje. Ngizwa lento, ngizwa ubu empty, ngizwa ukuthi khona isikhala la. Yazi indlela okhuluma ngayo manje. Ngiyakuzwa uma ukhuluma ngalo mfundisi obekashaya umkakhe. Okay, fine. Uyakubona lokho. Benginjalo nami enhlizweni, emoyeni. Bekuzwa ukuthi ene uze ubone ngendlela uNkulunkulu angakhona bosokuthi basokufika leso sikhathi kuyiSunday kube na that thing phakathi kuhamethi. Now it's time, isikhathi sokuthi umamele izwi. Ene lo moyo omubi lo ukwada, umoya omubi ukwada, angifuni ukutshela amanga, umoya omubi ukwada akusumoya uNkulunkulu awufunayo. Uthi no, bowala. Kodwa namhlanje, I'm telling you, ngizophinda ngizoqala phansi. Lo moya unamanga, ngizoyilalela iRadio Pulpit futhi ngiyanithanda.
Eish.
Ngiyanithanda kakhulu. Ngiyanithanda. ngiyakuthi futhi ngihlezi ngithanda njalo ngiyabonga futhi nokuthi ngikhokhe out this thing ngoba beyindlela kabi
amen
ya beli masumoya wami ngiyabonga bayina pastor ngiyathanda still kukhulukhula nenze kahle ngilondele nina ngiyabonga amen.
Amen. Siyakuthanda nathi sisi. Actually, we missed you so much. I personally, let me not speak for other people. I'm not the president of the country. But if I speak for myself, I missed you. And I'm happy that you called today. I'm happy that you made a voice note, wakhuluma nathi, and waba so open. You know, we are praying nathi ukuthi, you know, let us not offend people. You know, let us not become stumbling blocks. Endleleni zabantu thola abantu belimala because of izinto esizikhulumayo sixolele ke lapho sixolele nje kakhulu siyakuthanda nathi ngendlela eyisimanga sikuthanda kakhulu ngendlela eyisimanga and ohlala uyazi ke leyo yokuthi siyakuthanda nje kakhulukazi and inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga siyabonga siyabonga nje kakhulukazi. Right, you can send us your WhatsApp and tell us also. You know, you can speak it from a personal perspective, you know, a conviction, you know, of a sin or a conviction of something that stirs you off from the path of divine righteousness. You can speak with, it can be friends sometimes. And you hear the numbers, man, di chomi tse. Hey! Gape di a go tswara tswara di a go dira dira di a go nwesa di a go tsobisa
go siam
ile moyo halelang o jwetsa ngwaneso gore a o woman fukutsa lisa chencha fetuga bana a conviction of sin, we're talking about that. I'm looking at Psalms 73:21. Thus my heart was grieved and I was vexed in my mind. I'm supporting what Maria just said now. And she's putting across that very aspect. You know, sometimes when something, when we are convicted of a particular sin in our lives, that has happened. Sometimes it's not a sin that we have done, but a sin that someone else has done. And then, you know, it affects you in a way. And it affects the way you also relate with particular believers, you know. That is also the case. We are touching on that, and we trust you are blessed so much in a mighty way. Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 11 says, "And if they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the design of the temple and its arrangements, its exits and its entrances, its entire design and its ordinances, all its forms and all its laws, write down in their sight so that they may keep its whole design and all its ordinances and perform them." One day, we will talk about this very aspect of making them known of all the designs of the temple. But it says, when they are ashamed of all that they have done. Conviction of sin is being ashamed of all that one has done. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, we thank God so much for this great topic, you know, about conviction of sin. So I so much believe that as the word, like, is spoken into our lives, it will do the work of convicting us, and then our hearts, you know, will be pierced to a point of repentance, so that we can come back to God and confess our sins and then see them soon. So conviction of sins, basically, it's when the word of God is spoken and then our hearts are touched to a point of repentance, as I said. So conviction can only come by the word of God. It can never come by any other means. You know, that's why, like, instead of convicting people ourselves, we condemn them, you know, because we don't have the means to convict people. You know, sometimes we try so hard thinking that we are preaching to a point that people will be convicted, only to find out that we are condemning them. We are causing them, you know, like, to hate God and to even still not worthy even to come to him.
Hey.
But when the word is spoken by him in the heart of men, their hearts are pierced to a point of repentance.
Yeah, man.
In other words, they realize their wrongs, they realize their sins, and then they stand before God in repentance and confess their sins. Like you are quoting, you know, the kid, you know, he, from verse 11. The sin that they had done there was to basically, like, worship other gods, you know, and honor the relics, you know, the relics of their kings. So now God was instructing that, so now they will be ashamed of what they've done. When they are reminded of the instructions of God, they are reminded of the order of God, which is to worship him in his temple, you know, to keep his commands. So what convicts us is the word of God, is the commands of God. When we get to hear the commands, our hearts are pierced to a point of repentance, and then we acknowledge our sin. So also, this is really so important, so that we can really understand that in order for us to really get the solution for our sins, we need to open our ears for the word of God, because it will touch the deepest of our hearts. Because as we were speaking about, you know, the example of Umamfundisi that was beaten, but being able to cover up with a mask.
Hey.
So, you know, sometimes many of our lives also, we live our lives, you know, like, you know, our lives are masked, you know. We live like nothing is happening. But deep within our hearts, you know, we know that we've done this against God, or we are not where we're supposed to be.
Mm.
So, but when God speaks his word, he reaches the deepest. As the word of God speaks about the word, that it is sharper than the double-edged sword, you know. It's able even to reach, you know, like the bone and the marrow, you know. So how powerful is the word? So then it convicts our hearts. It brings our hearts to repentance, to acknowledgement of the sin that has been done. And then God is able to redeem us, to forgive us, and to wash us, and to purge us, and to clean us, so that we can walk without a conscience that is blame, it's full of blame. Like, even unembeze that is clean, you know, that the conscience that is clean before God, even before men. Because when we are not convicted of the sin that we keep, even, you know, like, we don't live a free life, you know, we don't live a free life. We can pretend to be free, but deep within our hearts, we know that we are bound, because there is sin that is not confessed. Tonight, may the word of God reach our hearts to a point of conviction, and we repent from our sins.
Amen to that. Amen to that, my friend. You know, much of the times, one has to take into cognizance the very fact and aspect that we need to come to our senses like the prodigal son. We're also taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Hello there. Hi.
Bishop Wandin Abshen.
Hey, Mfundisi Makamu, Bishop.
Oh, title enkulu ke le ngiyibongela.
Ninja, no.
Ah, Mfundisi. Ko yabona njengoba bothi Bishop.
Yeah.
Kongathi sengayi Auckland Park manje ngiyolanda ama camera. Azongilandelela, ngibe ngigqoke impurampura enkulu.
Yeah, plus kunamanye ama camera vele lapha ya. I think as a 8th floor. Ema office in wethu laphana we religion zowathola. Ha ubatshele nje ukuthi uRay uthi ngizowalala abo kunikeza amasinya.
Eh ha ngizowalanda manje. And mangifike ngifuna ukufika ngibiphe ubuso.
Yeah, yeah.
Ukuthi babone ukuthi kungena uBishop ke manje.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, kungena Bishop. Yeah.
Yebo. Ngikhala nengane mina. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Umfundisi mina nikhuluma ngendaba enkulu manje.
Mm.
Kunalento kunalamagama amabili ngiwa understand or ngiwa understand kodwa ngi mhlambo zong correct a bishop ngoba mina esikoleni phela ngasho nalo teacher sasemncane ngizange ngizwe kunegama lithi convicting and convincing.
Yes, conviction. Yes,
convicting and convincing.
Yeah,
yeah, lamagama ngathi ayafana.
Mm.
Yeah. So kunenye prophecy ngangiyibukele lapha.
Yeah.
Wona lama prophecy nje yo go deeper man of God.
Ngiyakuthola.
Hayi. Yayikhuluma ngokuthi na babizwa bo sister bababili lo utshela lokhu thina umfundisi utshela lokhu ukuthi wena uJordan indoda yalo then ke amkhazela nedate leli baqale ngalo kuJola inindoda yes yesikhiza walo then ngayibuka ngathi le is not about convicting it's about convincing ukuthi he can prophesy because indaba yoku convict is about ukuzibona uma se izwi liphumile uzibona ukuthi na kumele ngibuyisane noNkulunkulu ngoba impela isono ngisenzile according to my understanding ku convict
yeah
so ngiyakuzwa so ngibuka laphana uNathani uma aya ku David
hey ndoda
uNathani mafika
yeah
umtshela istory uma aqeda uDavid wasibona lesi story wathi uyabona kube kula kwasohlangane kithi impela ntamdaye afile
hey wena
hey ntamdaye indlela afile la kwasohlangane then uNathani wambheka ebusweni wathi phela loyo muntu loyo huwa
yeah
uDavid wasibona isono sakhe ukuthi sila phambi kwakhe they were not trying to convince ukuthi uwonile because kube babe try to convince babezomtshela nesikhati bamtshela yona idate bamtshela yonke lento le lapho ukuthi wawugqoka into enjena njengoba ehlala sibona lapha kubo go deeper man of god go deeper man of god you understand
yes but
bakhuluma izwi ethi asibone isono sakhe azange asiphika wavela athi inkosi ngiwonile ngiyaxolisa baba ngiyasibona isono sami you understand
yes sir
so in our preaching we are not preaching to convince the people to go to god but we preach ukuthi umuntu asibona isono abuyisane noNkulunkulu whenever we try ukuthi nasikonvince umuntu we will always fail ngoba umuntu akakwazi ukukhonvinswa umunye umuntu but only the word of god can convict then usibone isono ubese ubuyisane noNkulunkulu ukuthi lokho ngempela ngikubonile and lithi izwi lenkosi ufihlayo iphambeko zakhe according to his word ufihlayo iphambeko zakhe ngeke ayithole intethelelo kodwa uzikhulumayo bese uyaziyeka uthole intethelelo and lithi iBhayibheli noma ngabe izono zibofu kobende ulungile ukuthi aziwashe zibe mhlawumbe so let us not prepare amavesi lawa sifuna ukuyobatshela ngifuna ukuyobatshela namhlanje ngibatshela ngishiya engalazi
hey
we are trying to convince them and we will fail
ngempela
ngoba samayibusisa angimbingelele nojabulane lapho amen
amen thank you so much my friend
amen
thank you bishop
amen
thank you bishop amen and of course we trust the lord is doing you good man blessing you so much in a mighty way thank you so much mvudins makam tatana makamu thank you so much sir for talking to us you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Let's see what you say with regards to this. And the issue is the very fact of conviction of sin. Hey, umuntu ebona ukuthi ngempela now lesi sono sami sisobala ngoba zonke izono zethu zisobala. You know, and someone is convicted within ukuthi hayi madoda yabona sengonile. Just like the prodigal son.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
There you go. And of course, we are looking into the very aspect, you know, of what is meant by a conviction of sin. Psalms 51 verses 3. Ukuzisola laphana kuka David. Check it out. It says, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. I acknowledge. It's when one acknowledge. Ugu's vum is on. Sipo.
It is true from this. It's only the Holy Spirit that can convict us from deep down from our heart. Remember, by Belitian, we should not quench the Spirit of God. So every time when we need to be convicted truly, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to search in our heart. In other words, there are things, Fundi, you see, abantu abangeke bazibona, but the Holy Spirit knows exactly. I was convicted the other day. I was preaching a school like Lukshin. And there was this girl from this small man, Parat Kwabantuan. They are born with a child late, so they are born with a child, so they are born with a child. But when they are born with a child, they are born with a child. Litabela, litatile, kawela, buwadi mrena, I don't know. Umile.
Nganu, ibambe lapo. Asfage, kalimambo, tatana mwamba. Tatana Josefa mwamba.
Kan mambo pastor
wami na mfundisi.
Wafundisi wami na kutala nga sangi nila msakasi wati nzabali tokutu sakari dupol kiti spisha maungu ya manene ya Jesu Christ.
Hallelujah. Sebo.
Hey, wafundisi, iso ono.
Hey.
Indota anagata vite leituwa ngu Absalom.
Hey.
Emu usumfano Absalom.
Emu tegzula bonke.
Bonke ma Israel onke. Wana ma Israel wanti abashela mkabini.
Ya. Yeah. Kato
enabanzula yena.
Hey matota.
Manje usono samlimata lomfana phakathi kwakhe ngoba wathi akwenda sono kubulala umfo wabaleka ohlala ngandle kubomkhulu wakhe. Kumkhulu wakhe vela manje ke isono samkhulu nembeza. Noma sabuyile ekhaya lesasono lesasiloko simlandelela.
Yeah.
Ngoba noma sebamlethele kuyise uyise wathi hayi akahambe ohlala kwakhe eJerusalema ngokuba kafanelanga ukuthi abonane nobuso bami. Isono senza lokuthi singakhona ukuthi nakubona umbuso kaNkulunkulu.
Ya.
Futhi isono uma singena noma ubishop esina bishop phela sona, singenile kuwe bishop siyamkhubaza.
Ngempela.
Angakothi ukwenza leso sasifeka bishop.
Eh.
Hayi mama kunjani? Kunjani athi ngikhona athi awuthi uNkulunkulu amalandela kubeke lamalandela lapha.
Hey madoda.
Athi uqa gogo kuvela uqala ngagogo somuzwele. Bawubeka gogo abuye nalo mama. Akhulume manje izinto zesono simlimazile lo bishop akasakhona ukuba ngomntwana kaNkuluNkulu noma sekufanele ukuthi azihlambulule ngoba ibhayibheli uthi masizivuma futhi basifundile la uNkuluNkulu ethembele ukuthi sithethelela zona zonke umfundisi akasafuni ukuthi akasakhona ukuzithethela ukuzihlambulula noma sihlambulula namhla leviki lizofundayo lokwabantwana lokwa angithi inkinga yakho kufanele unembeza injini ifile mfundisi. Aya akukoti kupompa petrol.
Hey madoda, ayisikoti.
Amova ayafamba, aya akukoti kupompa.
Hey manna.
Manje zilabe kuthenisona kufuna sihlane nase sikhathi lesizwe ngoba siyosikhubaza imizimba yethu inembeza wethu. Manje kan mambo bonso.
Ah, kan mambo mfundisi mina na cancer. Na cancer mfundisi. Hey madoda, thank you so much. We give God the glory, the majesty and the honor. And you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there about conviction of sin. You know, ukuzibona ukuthi uyabona la ngenzile isono. Wena mona, kuyasibona sibisaka. Wayibona? Yeah. Urkingi ntwewu, wayibona? And mwara bazalwane baona banungi, kabelo rira khona hore eh o bona hore batho ba rena wa itse ka nka tseko ke a itse gore re na le di-gymnastics tsa go rera a re tloeleng go rera ka tseko re lebeleleng taba e ya go pholoswa e re tloge mo dibing tsa rena lentswe la modimo le reng mke ra tumele trone ya modimo ka mohau wa hae re kopele tshwarelo re kgopele tshwarelo ane ba bantsi ba rena hai no ke dipina tse monate go letsiwe monate go opediwe monate go reriwe monate go iwe hai go jiwe dijo tse monate pholoso dololo. That's a problem. You can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. And of course there you can also drop us a voice note. 082-657-2729. Sizwe ukuthi uthini ke ngalolu daba. Sipho.
Yes, sir.
Bafike esikoleni bayishaya ingoma abantwana.
Awu mfundisi, ngathi mangibingelela nje mfundisi, ngashi phrase. That was not good.
Bathini?
Ngashi phrase mfundisi eyayingekho godly, ngathi mina
yazi ngiyacaca ukuthi umuntu phakathi kwabantwana velume nje ube yiphali people they love
Ish.
And all of those Odimba laugh. They knew it not good to whom I'm talking to.
Ish.
I preached thereafter. When I went home back, ngisaphuma nje gating, ngezwa ngathi kune voice ethi kimi, we think with Sipho, wrong what you said.
Where Sipho?
I tried, yes, ukuthi recall ukuthi where they went wrong. The
yeah.
Holy Spirit reminds me ukuthi
awukhulumanga kahle.
Ngikhulumanga kahle even though basekile bangazi ukuthi ngisho kubani but that's not the right way to talk to people.
Eh, awukhuzanga kahle nokukhuza kahle.
Ngifundile. So ngabona lapho ukuthi conviction of sin it's whereby we become sensitive when the Holy Spirit pushes us and reveal to us ukuthi we've missed the mark. Many people, they don't want to be convicted.
Yeah.
They are being pushed by people. They are being pushed to push our band. But they are going to want to be able 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 to ngingakumfundisi ngithi mina ukuze umuntu azisole ngento ayenze kuba mnandi asolwe nguNkulunkulu noma asolwe nguNkulunkulu through ukusebenzisa izwi ngoba mangiya lapha ngifika la kimi yesipho uRoma ngithi kodwa muye ecala ungenzi ukuthi I try to justify so a pure and genuine conviction is
yeah.
where we allow the spirit
yeah.
of God to show all the colors angekho right phambi kwaNkulunkulu
ya kuku
Eh, kyalitumisha kalibitsona Jesu Kriste ka mo.
Tavela kuku.
Ah, kumisha le baruti ba ka man.
Eh.
Wa le ya ntlo khono, ya ntya ya khutu ba ka moteng ba ba. Le muruti wa ka Paulus, muruti wa ka emogolo. Le yena muruti so meni tshabulane.
Yeah.
Ke ke ka taba gore mo pelong gore nka ba tshetsa ke ikhushitse ke repenta le nna. Kannete last of last week go tshile mo tsalwane e mongwa o kreya maplomo o kreya dilotsediwa o tsentile o kentse o fakizinyo le gold
yeah
a thimina la maplomo a ne demoni ese inhlu yami i gcola demoni
eish
ene manje o tsalwane ene manje ngi some challenge nokuthi angile iverse azanga nginikeza iverse into ayishilo into yokuthi le gold yakhe akusi demoni equal to expenses. Eh ya ntya ba ka manen rapidisho gore ke le na ke repent ke mo tswarele ene le khoru ke ga tswelela vele o kreile gore a ntjabulanga ngempela bengifuna nokuthahlale phansi vele sibonisane ene manje u fika nokuthi u angina stofa bo u bole ke stofa sake somo shakela ukhaya ngina i two plate basifundisi bam ya ntya ke ne kolobo tsa maka ha le bolela ka sono gore ke repent iyangihlukumeza ngoba lo muntu bengifuna fantangitshele nokuthi wabhabhadiswa wamukela umoya ongcwele eyi ungitshele into eziningi nokuthi that's why ngingalahli ama-crunches ngoba kunida nokuthi bangiyenzele i-deliverance eyi banti baka le nirabebisheng ke tlo thaisa ka nnete iyankimela gore motho ga e le mozalwane go ba boimenyana gore bjanong pelo yaka e retologo ke mo tshwarele ke tsho gore ke dule le yena fa se ke re bo tshwarele
a mo tshwarele koko man
ke mo tshwarele
ha se tsebi se a se dira go mo tshwarele o morate kokwaka
ke morate
o morate khale koko ba uira dilotse tse wrong batho ba bantsi ene o ba tshwarela koko le yena o mo tshwarele kokwaka motshwarele
ya wa bona ke botse le yana second samuel 11 mo o tafita wa sivumi sono sakhe se alele nomfazi wa ka oria wa vuma wa thunkulunkulu nya vuma ngonile
yes
ya ke le boga ka nete iko ke mina ngithi ba samamele ba mamedi na radio pulpit ya mphikisha ka go bana gentwe e ntia fela ai ke kra re go pulpit ke a tseba ka nnete ba tla mpontsha gore tsela ya thereso le nnete
jo
ngwa bo Jesu wa the ke nna tsela le thereso le nnete ya tsela ka tsela ya ka ka se la hle ga ya go tsape
ka nnete ka nnete
ya e ke a le bogabaruti ba ka modimo le solo fatshe le malapa le na ka mo amen
wena go bebe ya lokoko a ka re ya go rata
a o ka lerato la ba kuranta ke dula ke tletse ka lona amen
tshovela We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. And we are talking about conviction of sins. Things that you realize, ay man, yabona lento le empileni yami yangidisturba ke le. Yabona le? Ay ayingenanga kahle nje empileni yami lento le yangilimaza. Or hey, yabona la angiyekutanga ngendlela efanele la khona bengigijimisa imali or la bengigijimise in la bengigijimise ukujatshulwela nokucelebratewa la bengithi ngiya outclass abantu ukuthi babone ukuthi bagcwale ngami la bengithi ngenzani la or lo ungenze so kwenzeka sona na hey it is touching it's a touching topic it touches each and every one of us it's true. What Kuku is saying is true. It has happened to most of us. Let me tell you, in 1981, I was a very small boy. I was 10 years old. I was 11 years old. And I went with a friend of mine to Den. And I saw him then, and I never saw him again until now. But, you know, he had a brother, but to Kelly Marimba. And I remember we used to stay at a place called Umlaz. Guayu, I think. And hey, they had this friend because Bengondile, and he would say all kinds of things about every Sotho. Ukuthi when you are a Sotho man, anomukhuluma isiZulu mara umSotho buye goli inini. And there was a time when Besi said Glib. I don't know if you know I'm at Glib hostel and stuff. Besi said Glib, and then there was a fight that had broken out in a way, and I was happy that he somehow got really beaten up. And I remember he was saying to me, you know, I realize you hate me so much. And I was a small boy. He says, I realize you hate me so much. You wish I could be killed la gulama fights la and stuff. And honestly speaking, I wished the worst. Because began shugumes, and you know, it gives us no excuse. We really need to forgive and forget. And I forgave him there. Never spoke to him. I've never seen him. I've never seen those people again in my life. You know, I was a small boy. I went to Durban with a friend that is not known to my father and my mother. It was a friend. Sahamba nje sihlangane hostel kwahanjwa. Papa na matanda. Au kumnandi. But, you know, there was such hatred that had developed over. Then I was 9, you know, and when I left there, because bukhona umunye ubhuti bathu ndawo laphaya eDuduza, Kumete Street, number 82 and number 84. And I can tell you without a doubt, there was this very aspect. I hated him. And when I came to the knowledge of the Lord, I started to realize, man, if we say, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. Which means if you don't forgive these other sins, you also won't be forgiven by the Father.
Amen.
So what's the point of everything? You know, we need to forgive and we need to love. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
012-334-1322, the other number. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Conviction of sin. Mwamuntu sega azosola gaboni sono saki David was born. Esake isono was born. Yeah. Psalm 73 verses 21. Thus my heart was grieved and I was vexed in my mind. And I will keep on repeating this. It's when our hearts become grieved of the things esizenzile ezirong esinhlizweni zethu or ezirong esizaziyo abanye abazazi. John chapter 16 verse 8, and when he had come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He will convict. He will convict. I'm getting to what Ubaba Makamo was saying. He will convict. It means he will find the world guilty of sin. Conviction of sin, it's when our conscience tells us that we are guilty. We need to repent in this case. When your conscience tells you, means the Spirit of the Living Father tells you, and then you become convicted. Not convinced, convicted. Within you, good, yeah, there's a need for change. Umuntu kufanele aguquke la. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, what a wonderful scripture that you're quoting in John 16:8 there, where it's about God being the one who convicts the world of its sin. And also his righteousness and also the coming judgment. And then in verse 9 it says, the world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me.
Mm.
So this is, you see, this is also another solution for salvation to the world, solution for salvation to all mankind. It's when God speaks to our heart by his word, because he convicts us of this one sin of unbelief. And then we become touched up to a point that we start to believe in God. We start to realize that indeed Christ is the Son of God that died for our sins. And we turn away from all our wicked ways, as in the book of Chronicles it says. So it's only start by God being the one. So I'm just trying to stress the importance of allowing God to be the one that speaks to us so that you can be convicted, so that we can reach a point of forgiveness, you know. We will only be able to reach that point when the word of God has been spoken in us, and then up to a point that we are able to be convicted and repent, you know. Also, just to support the very same scripture, in Acts 2:37, the word of God says, now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? You know, Peter and the rest of the apostles used of God to speak the way that pierced the hearts of men, you know, to a point that they saw his son of Sabo, and then Bafisa with Bafisa Alex on. So because there is nothing as bad as would be. That is why it's condemnation when we just tell people about their sins, but we don't tell them about the solution for their sins.
Mm.
So, but I love it here because this is the way they were spoken. That is why they were not just convicted, but also they had that desire to know how they can get help. To know, they asked, what must we do? You know, and they gave them the direction. So also, there is the word of God. It never speaks to us so that we can feel guilty and go to hell. Or like, you know, people will make us to feel at some points, you know, when they speak to us the gospel. You know, but when God speaks, as much as we will see our sins, but we will not be left in a corner of guilt. But we will be left in a corner where our hearts are touched, that we say, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. You know, there is God indeed speaking when we are convicted in that manner. Because it is very wonderful for us to discover, you know, like the conviction that is of God at the expense of the condemnation that is of man.
Mm.
Let us open our hearts to God so that his word can fill us, you know. And then we will see, you know, this sin of unbelief will be dealt with, because that is the sin that is going to take, you know, this is the sin that is going to take the world to hell. Unbelief. Yes. Not any other thing, unbelief.
Mm.
But we can be free and be set free and be forgiven when the word of God is spoken into our hearts, and they are peace, and then we repent. Then God, you know, takes away our unbelief. We start to believe in his son, and he lives in us and directs us, you know, and be the one that also witness even to himself throughout the whole world, that many also may be convicted of their sin and come to the truth.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. and it is a Sunday feel, man. The very aspect of being convicted of sin, what it is all about, what does it mean to you?
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.